In our next segment, we hear from Tanisha Hack and Gabby Herrera, students at the Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies at SUNY Albany. They worked with their fellow students to produce radio pieces about race, class, and cultural identity that air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, my name is Tanisha.
And I'm Gabby. And today we're going to be talking about our identity and culture.
So how do you identify yourself, Gabby?
I identify as a Latina. My mom is from Colombia and my dad is from Ecuador. And I was born here.
I identify myself as West Indian and Indian because my mom's from Guyana and my dad's from Bangladesh. And I'm from America.
So how do you think your background has affected your experience at the university at Albany?
I think it's affected my experience because where I'm from, it's not as culturally diverse as here. Like where I'm from, the certain area that I live in, like all the people are like West Indian and Indian. And up here, everyone's so diverse. They're Italian, they're Indian, they're Spanish, they're Black, they're white. Like, it's just so much different. And then it's like not everyone's from the same area, so it's like hard to relate to one another about like certain things. Or like, I'm like from the city life because I'm from Queens, so it's like more fast paced than up here. And then people from like White Plains are like have no idea what I'm talking about when I'm talking about like the deli on the corner.
And do you find yourself like here kind of gravitating towards people who share the same background as you?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's so much easier because like I don't have to explain like just little things I do out of habit that I was grown up with. Like if I just like little things, like even superstitions. Yeah. Like if I drop salt, I throw it over my left shoulder.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that's like one of the I always do that when I see salt drop. It's just like the scariest.
Yes. Do you think you gravitate to people more of your culture too?
I think it's just you find that you relate better to people that share the same background as you. And for me, I don't even think that always means like gravitating towards Hispanic people, but also just people from like the city or like Queens, where everyone, where like, you know, you share that like common background with other people. I think it's more comfortable. But I think it's also nice, like you mentioned before, this is one of like, I feel like from the colleges that I know or that I visited when I was applying to colleges, this was definitely one of the more diverse ones. But I think compared to Queens, like where I live, it's like it's not the same because back where I live, like I think it's much more diverse than this. But yeah, it's interesting to see like the differences between here and back home.
It is. Have you ever been in like a situation where like your identity has like played against you in a way, like people just look down on you for your identity?
I don't know if looked down on me for my identity, but I do remember there was like two moments freshman year where I was kind of like just kind of shocked of how people reacted towards me. I remember on orientation I met a friend of my sister's roommate, and one of the first things she said when she met me was she was like, "I'm surprised you're not as ghetto as I thought you were going to be."
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. Like, she literally had just met me like 5 minutes ago, and she was like, because I knew you were from the city and I knew you were Hispanic. And I was just like, okay, like
I've never gotten.
Yeah, I know. I think she just like has a single story about like what we spoke about in class before, having single stories about people. She had, I guess, a single story of like Hispanic people that they're like ghetto, and if you're from the city, you're ghetto too. And then there was another moment in freshman year, which I guess also relates to single story. I'm not gonna like say the whole thing because it's kind of long, but basically in our study room, someone left their dishes in the sink, and some boy on my floor told me to wash them to practice being the Mexican maid I was supposed to become.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is so rude.
I know. And in that moment, I was really shocked because back home, that never happened to me.
Yeah.
That never happened to me at home because, like, everyone kind of has an understanding that, like, we're all from different places.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those two things from freshman year, I don't think I'll ever forget them, especially the boy from my floor.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I remember, like, one time this happened with my dad, which was, like, that's why I define myself as West Indian and Indian, because the Indian culture is so much more strict than, like, the West Indian culture. And, like, growing up, like, my mom's culture, my dad's culture, diffusing, like, it was kind of hard because he grows up in a culture where men are dominant and, you know, mm-hmm. women aren't their mates, but, like, they're meant to stay home and mm-hmm. cook and clean, and that's what he wanted to make me.
Is this your Bengali side?
Yeah, uh-huh. my dad's side. Mm-hmm. And he just, like, would tell me, like, oh, like, why are you going out so late? Like, why aren't the dishes done? Or, yeah. like, this and that. And, like, obviously, like, it's just common courtesy to have the dishes done for mm-hmm. your parents, like, when they work all mm-hmm. day. But it's, like, he would make it, like, my priority and not yeah. more of, like, just get into the habit of it. He'd be like, no, yeah. they have to be done. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now he's much more loose and, like especially even about clothing, like how girls wear shorts and stuff, like yeah. when I was younger, like obviously he wouldn't want me in that type of clothes, but growing up, like, I can't wear jeans all summer, like then yeah, people yeah. are really gonna look at me like the outcast. But I just feel like your culture and your identity kind of changes depending on where you are, and I feel like when he moved from Bangladesh to Queens, like he just saw that people are more open here and more yeah. understanding, like it's not a man's world, it's a man and a woman's world in America.
Yeah. So do you feel like you kind of connect more to your mom's, like, culture side?
I do. I definitely do, because, like, where I grew up, like, even in my middle school and my high school, people were of West Indian culture. There was, mm-hmm. like, maybe, like, 2% of, like, Indian culture. Mm-hmm. So I do think I relate more to my mom's side. But I kind of feel like people, like, the single story, I kind of feel like people have stereotypes of us. Like,
yeah.
we smell like curry, and we came off a boat, and... Like, it's just stuff like that kind of bothers me, because then, like, what I've met, like, very, like, upper-class West Indian people, mm-hmm. and it's, like, sometimes I feel like I kind of do the stereotyping. I'm like, wow, I didn't even expect you to speak that proper.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I think, like, within your own background even, I feel like you, like, make these stereotypes and, like, generalizations of people mm-hmm. who, like, you still relate to. Like, I know... I'm trying to think of an example for me. I can't think of an example right now.
Okay. But I know what you're saying, because, yeah. like, say, like, my mom does something, like, one way. Like, she mixes dough with her hand, but yeah. then, like, the upper-class people of the same culture as us will mix yeah. with, like, a mixer. Like, you know what I yeah. mean? Like, it's just things like that. It's, like... the culture is really developing, and you kind of don't want to lose that home culture, because my mom was all like, back yeah. home we do things this way, like, you guys have things easy.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way too. Like, with my, I grew up with my mom's side, so I feel more connected to, like, my Colombian side, but I definitely see, like, not trying to lose your culture when you come here. Like, they bring, like, you know, their traditions from home back to Queens and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And even, like, in the neighborhood, like, you see people, like how you mentioned you live in a very West Indian mm-hmm. like area. Like, me too, I live in a very Hispanic, and, like, there's a lot of Colombian people in my area too, and it's, like, it's kind of cool to see how people bring, like, pieces of their culture back home. Like, you can see in, like, the restaurants and, like, the food places mm-hmm. and, like, the even, like, the clothing stores and things like that, like, people bring, like, the Colombian, like, culture to their home here, and I think that's kind of cool to see people bringing, because they gain parts of, like, I guess the mm-hmm. American culture, meanwhile America is, like, gaining part of their culture, which yeah. is, I think, a nice thing of, like, people coming here from different places.
That's, like, a great way to put it. Yeah,
yeah,
like, you give and you take, and you give and you take.
Yeah,
that's so cool. Do you think, or, like, did you ever think, like right now I'm realizing we have so much more in common, but we're from different backgrounds, like mm-hmm. did you think that was possible?
I feel like you like, at first you would think, like, we wouldn't be able to have so much to relate to, but I think, like, once you start talking about it, it becomes kind of clear that, like, there is a lot that we can relate to in, like, different ways. Like, what you mentioned about bringing, like, trying to keep your culture, like, we both do that, but, like, we do it in different ways because mm-hmm. we're from different cultures. But yeah, I think it shows that there's, like, even though you might think you're different from someone, there's different ways that you can relate to them too.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a couple, like, Hispanic friends, but it's, like, we still, like, they'll just be, like, why do you do that? And I'm just, like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I can't think of, like, an example right now, but they'll be, like, oh, like, or, like, how I have, like homemade food for breakfast. Like, mm-hmm. my Hispanic friends sleep over. They're yeah. just, like, you don't have pancakes and bacon? And I'm, yeah, like, no, yeah. I don't.
Yeah. I remember one time that happened. I think the girl, she's from Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time she had like a bag of rice. Like she put in a Ziploc bag. And I remember I was so confused. And I think she was eating for breakfast. And I asked her, I was like, what is that? Like, why is it a bag? Like, what? But for her, it was really normal. Mm-hmm. But, and I didn't mean it in a mean way, obviously. But, like, yeah. It's just, like, you become, like, curious about, like, things, mm-hmm. like, the way other people do things. And I think that's why it's, like, nice to have friends that are, like, coming from different backgrounds and, like, you share with them. Because you learn things about different people, mm-hmm. too. Okay. And, like, you learn, like, how differences and then, like, also similarities in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good to keep an open mind and just, like, be mindful of others and, like, that they come from different backgrounds and that doesn't make them weird.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice getting to know you. I hope to get to know you more in the future.
Thank you. It was nice seeing how our experiences relate to each other. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was Tanisha Hack and Gabby Herrera of the University of Albany Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies. Student productions about race, class, and cultural identity air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.